Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. We are back after an extended weekend and the markets will look to continue doing what they were last week, which is continuing to edge higher. And if the Wall Street action from last night is anything to go by, the Lal Street would love to replicate that. Now, the S&P 500 made a new record on Monday, led by mega cap tech stocks. The Nasdaq also ended at a record high, adding 1% and is closing in on that 18,000 mark. The Asian markets have also rebounded after Monday's drop, while the GIFT Nifty is indicating a gap up start of well over 100 points for our own markets. For the Nifty, it's finally at the cusp of 23,500, a level that it has struggled to cross through the June series. But if the GIFT Nifty is anything to go by, we'll open comfortably above those levels. But the question is whether we'd sustain above that. Now, last week, the Nifty was in consolidation, but the positive bit from that is that it continued to grind higher despite the lack of support from banking stocks. Now, speaking of banking stocks, the Nifty Bank closed just above the mark of 50,000 for the first time after the 3rd of June last Friday. The index also ended the week with modest gains, but sustaining above that 50,000 level remains the key. And that will also ensure that the Nifty sees further upside towards levels of 24,000. For the broader markets, they remain in the league of their own. Both mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed, and the extent of the outperformance is evident from this stat. Now, for the month so far, the Nifty is up 4%. The Nifty Bank has been an underperformer, so it's up only 2%. The mid-cap index is up 7% so far in June, while the small-cap index is up 8%. In the month of June. Now, in some key stocks to watch for today's session, Mahindra & Mahindra held an analyst day last week, and some of the important takeaways from that were the fact that they want to capitalize on the market leadership in farm and auto, they want to unlock the full potential in IT and financial services, and to deliver high growth in new ventures. And the company also plans to launch 13 new SUVs and 3 facelifts over 2024 to 2030. Now, in response, Jefferies has raised its price target on the stock to 3,510 rupees from 2,910 rupees earlier. Now, defense stocks have been on a tear over the last week, and two of them will be in focus today as well. Paras Defense, after a 20% upper circuit last Friday, will be in focus today after the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority acquired a 1.44% stake through bulk deals on Friday. The other defense stock in focus will be HAL, where the Ministry of Defense has issued a request for proposal for procuring 156 light combat helicopters. Now, Paras Defense, the management spoke to us last Friday. You can read that entire interaction on cnbctv18.com. IIFL Finance will react to its Q4 results today, where asset quality saw deterioration on a sequential basis. The company, though, has said that it is confident that the measures that it has taken to address the concerns raised by the Reserve Bank of India are enough to alleviate all of these concerns. Now, Zomato has confirmed that it is in talks with Paytm to acquire its movies and ticketing business, but no binding decision has been taken on such a move yet. Godavari Power has announced a tender offer buyback worth 301 crore rupees. The buyback price of 1400 rupees a share is a premium of 30% compared to Friday's closing price. Now, that's all for today. There are plenty of stocks to watch out for. You can read about all of them on cnbctv18.com. We wish you a very good day. It's a truncated week, so enjoy the week as well. And for all the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and cnbctv18.com.